The Padres in Cleveland taking on the Indians on July 4th. Brad Mills managing this one. Terry Francona in the hospital undergoing further tests because of recurring lightheadedness and a rapid heart rate. Trevor Cahill coming off the DL for the Pods, getting the start in this one. We pick it up in the second. A man on third, one out. It's Cahill facing Lonnie Chisenhall.
Swung on a little dribbler to the mound. Cahill, bare hand grab, throws to first for the out. Ramirez coming home. Throw to the plate. He is out on a head first slide. Tagged out by Hedges. So a double play as that ends up going 1-3-2. Ramirez took a chance, but a good strong throw by the first baseman Myers. And San Diego with a heads up defensive play. And they have not been a good defensive club this year. Tribe, Padres scoreless after two.
The right-hander with the 1-1 pitch. Here it is. Swung on, ground ball, second base. Kipnis bobbles it to the bag for one, maybe? Yes, they get the out there, but because of the bobble, no double play, and Sanchez scores from third, and the Padres take a 1-0 lead.
The 0-2. And just did catch the outside corner. Strike three called on the curveball. Pirela is still at home plate in disbelief. And Corey Kluber sets a new club record. 5 consecutive games of striking out 10 or more. And the fans come to their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario with the announcement that Corey Kluber has the new Indians club record. The 1-2 pitch just did catch the outside corner, a fastball for strike three, and the game is over. Padres start the Indians homestand, beating the Tribe by a 1-0 score.
6 Padre pitchers combine on the shutout. Trevor Cahill comes off the DL and tosses 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Corey Spangenberg finishes with 2 hits and an RBI. Brad Mills managing in place of Terry Francona in this one. He spoke after the game.
Especially early, obviously, we had all the guys on, and a couple guys at third, less than 2 outs, and we weren't able to get them in. Cahill's ball was moving all over the place. It would have been nice if we could maybe try to get it up in those situations a little bit, but at the same time, he pitched well. It was effective, so he kept doing it.
Is that with Ramirez trying to score from third on that play? Is that too big a gamble there, Millsy?
Well, the thing was when he first started, when the ball was hit, when he first started down, he thought he was far enough down himself to go ahead and go, and the pitcher just kind of glanced at him. Didn't really stop him, but he kind of glanced at him, and he thought he was far enough down to go ahead and make it.
Brad, Corey, does that have some bad luck in that?
In the fifth inning, he threw the ball so well again. He was outstanding again. There's no doubt, and he got the 2 ground balls for the double plays. We just weren't able to turn him with a bobble, and then I think Lindy probably thought he was a little bit closer to the bag maybe than he was, but at the same time it was tough when he does his pitches so well and he gets the ground balls that you'd like to see.
What can you say just about his outing, just the effort that he gave you again? This has been a month plus of outings like this.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's become consistently, he's healthy. He's getting stronger, confident, and the way he's throwing the ball is absolutely outstanding. There's just no doubt. And, when he goes out there, you really want to win those games because you know that you're going to be in it. And the same goes every time out.
Corey Kluber, a stellar effort, allowing just 1 run and 8 frames, striking out 10, but it wasn't enough. He talked to the media after.
I heard people. They got loud, which was pretty cool. I didn't take the time to step off and look around, things like that. I didn't know that it was 10 strikeouts until Jan was sitting on his knees. I think he was trying to give me some extra time or whatnot, but yeah, it was definitely appreciated.
How did it feel facing the team that drafted?
Didn't cross my mind once, to be honest with you. Like you said, they drafted me, but I've been here since 2010, which is the majority of my career, so I've never made it past Double A with the Padres before I got traded, so it's not like I necessarily playing against the team that that I broke in with or anything like that. I don't honestly don't think there's anybody left on that team that I even played with, so didn't think much of it.
When you're on a strikeout run like this, do you take any special pride in that, or how do you look at that?
No, honestly, I don't think that. I said it last time. I don't think that strikeouts are necessarily the only way to reflect a good game. I think that it's a product of making good pitches, and you know, I think that I made some good pitches today where you know the bat didn't end in a strikeout. I don't think that that's the only way to measure it.
Seems like every night Raz can pitch about a play that Brad is in the main center field. You got a guy out there that's making plays like that for you. How much of a difference can that make?
Yeah, I mean that play right there gives the team a boost. I mean, you know, made a pretty terrible pitch and the guy put a really good swing on it. I mean, he crushed that ball and you know, that's not an easy play for center fielder. The ball pretty much right at him. It's hammered like that. But that can be uplifting for the team definitely when you get those kind of you know, diving, leaping plays that, you know, pretty much on a nightly basis right now.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you the other night. Just what did it mean to make the All-Star team, especially you know, the fact that you missed a month and we're still recognized?
Yeah, it's an honor. Just like I'm sure the rest of the guys said, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I think it'll be cool to go down there with four other guys and you know get to represent the Indians and kind of take in the couple days and he'll hopefully have a lot of fun.
Up next, the series against the Padres continues on Wednesday with Trevor Bauer on the hill.